The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 100.7 FM KHSS. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take the basketball court for some exciting hardwood action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spies, on Walla Walla's KHSS.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Spies coming to you live from Granger, Washington. It's home to the Granger Spartans, a 1A program, actually 2A, as I mentioned that. I think they're 2A. Should have studied that. But this weekend, it is the site of the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference Seeding Tournament, is what they're calling it on the program. 10 teams in the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference. During the regular season, they were split into two divisions. The East, which is where DeSales girls and boys played, and the West. And in this seeding tournament, the Eastern Division teams and the Western Division teams meet up for a weekend of basketball to determine which teams will advance to next week's District 5, District 6 tournament to be played in the Tri-Cities area on the first weekend and the Wenatchee area in the second weekend. Hopefully we'll have an opportunity to talk about that tomorrow. The Irish boys are on tap as we've reversed the roles in this doubleheader broadcast. The DeSales boys will play in a winner to district loser out game against the White Swan Cougars here in the first half of this doubleheader. In the second half of the doubleheader, the DeSales Lady Irish, because they finished the regular season in the top two in the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference Eastern Division, the Lady Irish are guaranteed a district tournament berth, and they will play the number one team from the West for seeding, that being Tri-City Prep's Lady Jaguars, the number four ranked team in the state with a 19-1 record. So the Lady Irish will have a real challenge. Fortunately for them, it's not a loser out game. And the intensity level in this boys game will ramp up right away because one of these teams, either the Sales boys or White Swans boys, will have their season end today in Granger. White Swan comes in with just a 6-13 record on the season. The DeSales boys are 10-10. We'll be back with a look at the bracket and set the stage for this boys EWAC conference playoff game on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
Rebecca, I love February at the Walla Walla YMCA.
Why, Jesse?
Because we get to take care of all of our members' hearts.
How?
We give members opportunities to exercise and build their cardiovascular health. Also, being a Y member is being part of a great and caring community. That's good for hearts, too.
It sure is. To take care of your heart, join the Walla Walla YMCA today. Visit www.ymca.org or call 509-525-8863.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
We're back live in Granger, Washington. the gymnasium that home to the Granger Spartans. Red and black trim all around the courts. A nice gymnasium. We were here last year. 17 rows of bleachers on the home side of the gym, which I'm looking across at. I'm over on the visitor's side. 14 rows of bleachers. Nice padded fold-out chairs for the teams to sit on. I'm sitting looking straight across court at the scores table. I'm in the top row on the visitor's side. They've got the nice electronic scoreboards that light up all the players who are in the game. Speaking of lighting those up, let's take a look at the bracket and talk a little bit about a Washington State basketball history that was made in the game just completed. The first game of the day was a 12:30 tip-off in a girls' loser-out game. Walla Walla Valley Academy eliminated White Swans girls. WAVA, the number 4 team out of the East, eliminating White Swan, the number 3 team out of the West, a 4-point game. And WAVA's girls will advance to district. On the boys' side, a game just completed. Kittitas's boys defeated WAVA very handily in a game for seeding only. Kittitas won 72-22. Kittitas, the defending state champions, 19-1 record. WAVA came in with a 12-6 record, the number 2 team in the Eastern Division. It was like 55-5, or WAVA struggled to get the 10 points. Kittitas was certainly having their way with them. They had two players set records for Kittitas. A senior for them named Caleb Harris scored his 1,000th point of his career in the game. They stopped the game, took pictures. The Coyote mascot did a couple laps around the gym, and it was very festive. And then a little while later, Brock Rave, the senior for Kittitas, set the all-time Washington State career scoring record. He sliced down the baseline without the ball. They threw it to him on the left side. He double pumped while in the air, reverse land on the right side for his Washington State scoring record basket. The guy who he broke the record of, Lance Denboer, who had played at Sunnyside Christian in the 90s, if I'm guessing right. He was on hand. He's now currently the athletic director at Kiona Benton. And they stopped the game. They had nice pictures with Denboer and Rave and all the teammates. And the Coyote mascot did a couple more laps, and they had the autograph basketballs to commemorate the moment. A very impressive player, Brock Rave. Of course, if you follow basketball in the state of Washington, you may have heard of his name. He's actually on scholarship already at Gonzaga University. He is the real deal, a 6'2 guard. They were talking about him last night on the Gonzaga broadcast. Didn't mention him by name. They mentioned that they were bringing two state of Washington players into the fold next year for the Bulldogs. One, they did say his name, D'Angelo something from Gonzaga Prep, and then they talked on and on about this great player from Kittitas, but never mentioned his name. It talked about they would be grooming him as a point guard, which was interesting to hear Dan Dickow commentate on. But anyway, some history made in the Kittitas win. Not surprisingly, they win it 72-22. The boys of DeSales at 10-10 are in the bracket against the 6-13 White Swan Cougars. And that record is very deceiving. Last year, White Swan finished their regular season at 7-13. They went 5-2 in the postseason, including ending the DeSales tournament at the district level last year and advanced all the way into the state tournament. They won a regional game. They won a state tournament game before having their season ended. So that record is very deceptive. They always seem to play their best basketball at the end of the season, including beating DeSales last Saturday at DeSales 78-58. So Nick Hazeltine's guys, Coach Hazeltine for the Irish, as he's watching his team warm up, they're going to have to figure out a way to shave off those 20 points from last Saturday's loss on the Irish's home floor. The rest of the boys bracket in the 1-2 seeding game, Columbia Burbank, number 1 of the East, will take on Tri-City Prep, number 2 in the East, and Lyle Wishram of the West, the number 3 seed, will take on Liberty Christian, the number 4 seed in the East, in a loser out game at 8 p.m. If DeSales survives this loser out game, they would play the winner of Lyle Wishram versus Liberty Christian. This is the important one, though. You win this one, you play another week in the district tournament next week. You lose, your season is over. The girls bracket in seeding games, Mapton will take on Columbia Burbank. Tri-City Preps girls, of course, against the Sales. I mentioned the second half of this doubleheader. In the loser out games today, already in the books, Wava beat White Swan to end their season. And Liberty Christian, the number 3 team out of the East, will take on Kittitas, the number 4 team, at 6:30. We'll take a break, gather up the starting lineups, and get things ready to go here in this loser out contest from Granger. The Sales and the home Whites huddling up with Coach Hazeltine. White Swan in the road red uniforms huddling up with their head coach, Saul Arambol. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Even the toughest vehicle needs regular maintenance to keep cruising for years to come. Avoid the aggravation and excessive cost. Stop by McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla for amazing winter service and maintenance specials going on right now. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. They understand how valuable your time is, and we'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Take advantage of $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. See us today and receive a complimentary, comprehensive vehicle inspection from McCurley Integrity Toyota's trusted, skillful technicians, or 12% off any recommended service. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Hurry into McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. And for more details or to schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's
529-9700. This is
KHSS. We're back live with a look at the starting lineups. First, for the White Swan Cougars, who beat the Irish by 20 last Saturday. A game where the Irish got off to a slow start. We're down 16-9 early. White Swan really likes the fast pace. Of course, that 78 points showed the Irish couldn't handle them defensively. White Swan finished with a 26-point fourth quarter to really open it up in the final 8 minutes. Daniel Berlanga, a 5'8 senior, had 20 points on 5 three-point field goals for the Cougars. Teal Soaring Eagle, a 6'3 senior, had 18. The Irish shot just 11 of 19 from the free throw line. They were decent on offense with 58 points. Zach Mann, 14 points. Connor Leahy, 12. Tim Warden, 11. Starting for the Cougars, Devin Sampson Craig, a 5'8 sophomore. He had 10 points last Saturday. Connor Levitt, a 6'3 sophomore. He had 7 points last Saturday. In their final regular season game, a win over Mapton, he had a double-double, 13 points and 15 rebounds. Daniel Berlanga, the 5'8 senior, as I mentioned, 20 points, 5 three-point field goals last Saturday. The Irish are going to have to find a way to get a hand in his face. Teal Soaring Eagle, a 6'3 senior, will start as well. And the fifth starter, a player that, there we go, David Zuniga, 5'6 senior. They have another player on their roster that wasn't there Saturday in Walla Walla, Donovan Watlamet. First, I thought they were starting in. Porta Sales, Camden McCullough, the 5'8 freshman. Connor Leahy, the 5'10 senior. Connor had 12 points against these guys this Saturday. Bobby Holtzinger, the 6'1 junior. Jake Wiley, the 6'3 senior. And Zach Mahan, the 5'10 sophomore, will start. Soaring Eagle controls the tip to Zuniga and hands it off to Devin Sampson Craig. The red jerseyed designated road team. They swing it around to Soaring Eagle, and he hits a three over the Irish defense. They score on their first possession. Irish short to half court to Holtzinger. Lose the handle, gets it to Mahan. Back to Holtzinger. Player man-to-man defense. They lob it inside as Holtzinger, but stolen by Levitt. Levitt wants to run. Levitt at the foul line. Right winger Samson Craig up top the Soaring Eagle. He hits a three. Back-to-back threes by Teal Soaring Eagle. And the Cougars, who love the up-tempo game, are getting it right now. The steal in the lane and the fast break. And then the trailer Soaring Eagle hits the three. Now Camden McCullough will hold it up as he comes across the timeline. The Sales boys down 6-0 early in this loser-out game. Holtzinger driving in on Soaring Eagle. Pumps to the basket, backboard, nothing else. Rebound McCullough. McCullough gets inside, puts it up too strong, won't go. Rebound Levitt. The Sales got two good looks inside. Too strong off the glass on both of them. Soaring Eagle up high with it. Swing it to Levitt. Holtzinger on him. The Sales looking to play a zone defense right now. And now they dump it in the low block to Levitt. Now to the right elbow to Samson Craig. Swing it around to Soaring Eagle. She shoots a three. It won't go off the scorer's table. And then to McCullough. McCullough slips on the out as he dribbles it out. Falls, drops the ball. And Samson Craig gets it, tips it to Zuniga, who lays it in. Nick Hazeltine calls timeout. Irish boys down 8-0 right out of the chute. Now, on that long three by Soaring Eagle, it hit the back iron, and it went up real high, and it, in my view, it grazed the shot clock, which is on top of the scores, on the top of the backboard, so that should have been a dead ball. The rebound came off funny. Camden got it clean, and then when he turned to dribble up court, he just slipped and fell and lost the ball, and the Cougars knew what to do with it. Samson Craig, an easy assist to David Zuniga for the basket. And the Irish find themselves down early. Actually, that was Berlanga with the basket. Sorry. As I can check the fancy scoreboard. McCullough gets free from the left elbow. Shot won't go. Rebound. Soaring Eagle. 8-0. Another fast start for the Cougars. They get inside to Soaring Eagle. His pass on the baseline to Zuniga, too high and out of bounds. The Irish got to find a way to survive this early onslaught by the Cougars. They show full court pressure. Irish inbound to McCullough. Now back to Mahan. Back to Camden. Camden will push it across the timeline here. They've got a 3-on-2. Bounce pass down low to Wiley. Double team. Kick out to Leahy. Leahy to the left elbow. Up top to McCullough. Ball fake. Kick out to Holtzinger. Ball fake. Holtzinger in the lane. Puts a little 5-footer. Too strong. Rebound Levitt. The Sales getting to the rim, just shooting the ball too hard off the glass here in Granger. Levitt, a little shake and bake, dribble at the top of the key. Dump inside for Zuniga, knocked away by Mahan. Loose ball picked up by Wiley. Zuniga went to the deck, no call. Irish got a break there to Mahan, to the trailer. Wiley, Jake Wiley lays it in. The Irish get on the board, 8-2, White Swan, 5:18 to go first quarter. Devin Sampson Craig will bring it into front court. Nick Hazeltine up, encouraging his defense as the Irish work in front of their coach. Down to my right. Pass the middle, tipped away by McCullough, right to Berlanga. In the right corner to Soaring Eagle. Holtzinger on here. Soaring Eagle puts the ball on the deck, drives the basket. Shot won't go. Rebound Wiley. Wiley outlets to Holtzinger. Holtzinger not ready for it, but does catch it. Wow, that was a close one. Now he gives off to Leahy. Leahy dribbles all the way into the lane, turns a one running right-hander. It's an air ball. Wiley tries to tip it, but it goes out of bounds. Tim Warden and Andrew Leifert are going to check in for DeSales. Holtzinger and Wiley check out. Tim Warden was the most physically active player inside for the Irish last Saturday in the loss to White Swan. He had 11 points. The DeSales has to find ways to get it into the low post. My experience watching the Cougars, they do not fend the low post game well. There's a pass inside, stolen by Leahy to McCullough to Lyford. Lyford misses a lay, and the Irish have missed several shots at point-blank range. They are contested somewhat, but they're very makeable, and they're just not making the shots. The shot clock for the Irish, or the shot chart, is going to be a bunch of open circles right around the basket. We got a timeout, White Swan. 4:21 to go. White Swan out to the early 8-0 lead. The Irish have one bucket in the that's made it through the cylinder. They're down 8-2. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Let's do it. You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us. Give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word. Peace out.
You boys. So retro.
Mama mia.
Fazari's finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com.
Do it like that.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Granger, Washington, site of the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference Tournament. Eight teams in the tournament, eight boys team, eight girls team. Six of them will advance to district. This is a loser out game. One of these teams will have their season end here this afternoon. The Cougars get inbounds. They get to Levitt. Levitt dumps it to Zuniga. Back to Levitt, and Levitt lays it in. Cougars executes nicely in the interior offensive set. After the timeout, Leahy on the drive puts it high off the glass with the left hand and in. Connor Leahy, the nice high finish with the left hand. The 5'10 senior's got his first bucket. 10-4, White Swan with the ball and the lead, working to my right. The road, red uniforms, white numbers, White Swan and white across the front, and the red and white checkerboard pattern on the piping down the side. Levitt misses inside, rebound Warden. Warden's outlet tipped out of bounds by Soaring Eagle. Irish will inbound. Good rebound by Warden, but you've got to always be careful with ball security. White Swan plays the passing lane so well. Mahan passes out to the top of the key to Lyford. Now up to the right sideline to Leahy, who's in front court. Cut off by Samson Craig. Samson Craig strips Leahy. Samson Craig comes the other way. Leahy challenges him. Samson Craig lays it in with the left hand. Steal and a bucket. 12-4, White Swan. They continue to press. McCullough stops at half court. Got away with the travel there. They get to Mann in the corner to Lyford. Three on the way. Won't go. Rebound, Samson Craig. Samson Craig is only 5'8", but he plays fundamentally very sound. Quickly to Berlanga. Berlanga tries to go all the way into the rack. Shot won't go. Rebound tip by Warden. Controlled by Leahy. Connor into front court. He's at the right elbow. Gets at the man down low. Jumps up in the lane. Left-handed lane is good. They're starting to finish inside. 12-6. Cougars with the lead. 2:41 to go in the first quarter. The Sales boys settling down. They're starting to finish their shots inside. They get it down the low post to Levitt. Levitt fakes out Warden. Puts up an 8-footer. Won't go. Rebound McCullough. McCullough outlet to Leahy. Connor up the right sideline. Now right corner to Lyford. Looking inside, nobody open. Now he's bumped by Levitt. Oh, a whistle, and they say a carry, palming the basketball on Lyford. I thought maybe we're going to get a foul call against Levitt. The Sales turns it over. Berlanga and Zuniga check out for the Cougars. Their first substitutions as Jermaine Bass, a 5'7 junior, and DeAndre Ambrose, a 5'9 senior check-in. Corey Frucci checks in for the Irish, 5'8 sophomore, as Mahan sits down. Pass on the left wing to Bass, to Levitt, to the outside the left elbow. Up top, they go. Now they swing it over to Soaring Eagle. Back to Samson Craig. Now at the right elbow, kick out to Levitt. 18-footer on the way, backboard, nothing else. Rebound tipped around. Lyford tucked it first, went off to a Cougar, and back to Lyford. Outlet to Leahy, to Frucci, back to Connor. Connor to Lyford, left corner to McCullough. Pass down low for Warden. Tip controlled by the Cougars. Here they come on the break. Bass to Samson Craig. Kick out to Soaring Eagle. Soaring Eagle for three. It's an air ball. He hit his first two threes. He's missed on his last three as the Cougars got out to that early 8-0 lead. Clock stops with 1:38 to go first quarter. Irish down 12-6. McCullough inbounds to Lay. Lay checks the trap, stops before they can get it on him, swings the ball to Frucci, gets it front court up the left side. Now back to McCullough between the circles, between the leg dribble. Now right wing pass to Lay. In the corner, Leifer. Back to Lay. To McCullough. Swing it to Frucci. Both teams playing zone defense right now. Lay gets it on the baseline to Leifer. Shot won't go. Rebound, Ambrose. 1:16 to go, first quarter. Ambrose into front court. Goes behind the back with the dribble. Now gets it to Samson Craig. They'll set the offense. Left oval pass, 11. Up top to Samson Craig. Irish in the zone. Minute to go in the first quarter. Cougars up 12-6. They swing it out to Samson Craig. Three on the way, won't go. Long rebound by Bass. Bass powers it up. Shot won't go. Rebound now by Warden. Warden out left to McCullough. To Leahy. Ahead to Frucci. Inside a minute to go, first quarter. Now up top to Warden, the travel. Swing it left wing to McCullough. Wide open. Catch and shoot three. It's an air ball, but Leifert picks it out of the air. Now he's in the right corner. Gets it to Frucci, who's also now in the right corner. The Irish got to get their spacing straightened out. 25 on the shot clock, 34 on the game clock here in the first quarter. Frucci passes left wing to Leahy. Leahy back in the corner to McCullough. McCullough's trapped there. Gets it out top to Leahy. Leahy dribbles to the foul line. Right wing pass now. Leifert open for three. He's got it. So DeSales is getting back in it. They're down 12-9 after trailing 8-0. 13 seconds to go, first quarter. Nice sequence for the Irish. They had an air ball. They got the rebound. They reset their offensive score. 5-4. Soaring eagle deep. Three over McCullough. In and out. Stays out. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. So DeSales down 8-0 early in this loser-out game. But they outscore White Swan 9-4 for the rest of the quarter. After 8 minutes on the road here at Granger in the league tournament, it's White Swan 12, DeSales 9 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Nice response for the Irish after the rough start, being down 8-0. Look at the box score from last Saturday's game where they lost by 20. They were down 16-9 after 8 minutes. Today, down 12-9. And they've outscored the Cougars 9-4 after that fast White Swan start. Leahy gets it down low to Warden. He powers it up and in he scores. And that's the type of game I want the Irish to play, and Nick Hazeltine drew that play up, I'm sure, at the quarter break. He loves it, too. My notes say pound the post. The Cougars typically struggle with low post defense, and Tim Warden got on the left block. Nice entry pass by Leahy. Timmy powers it up and in. The foul was on Levitt. Is on Soaring Eagle, his first. And Warden completes a three-point play. So the Irish have tied it up at 12 after trailing 8-0 at the start of the ballgame. First free throw attempt for either team. Neither team shot a free throw in the first quarter. Jyron Lopez, a very thick-set 5'8 senior, has checked in for Levitt. They swing it left wing to him. He shoots a set shot three. It's in and out. Rebound, Mahan. Mahan, Warden, Leahy, McCullough, and Frucci on the floor for the Irish. And McCullough looks to get it inside. He's pushed and fouled by Soaring Eagle. So that's two quick fouls on Soaring Eagle. The only two fouls of the game are both on White Swan, both on the sharpshooter, Teal Soaring Eagle, and he'll have to go to the bench. So things are starting to look the Irish way a little bit. Kyle Blodgett Edgar, 5'8 senior, checks in. Mahan, pass inside for Warden, stolen nicely by Devin Sampson Craig. Sampson Craig got a nice position. He goes the other way, gets it to Ambrose. Ambrose misses a lay-in rebound. McCullough, Irish get a break. Quick outlet to Mahan. Mahan will go all the way the other way and lay it in. Got a nice screen from Tim Warden. DeSales smiles on their faces. Their first lead of the game, 14-12. They have outscored White Swan 14-4 since White Swan started the game with 8 straight. Lopez gets inside to Ambrose. His pass tipped right back to Ambrose. Swing out to Lopez. Swing it to Ambrose. Ambrose to the right elbow. Dumps it down low to Blodgett Edgar. Edgar puts it up and in. Cougars first basket of the second quarter, and we're tied at 14. Mahan will push it the other way. Skip pass to McCullough. Oh, not quite ready for it. It was a little bit low. Camden was open. Mahan split the defense with the pass. Just the skip pass just a little too low for Camden. Irish turn it over. 6:28 to go in the half, but the DeSales boys are back in it. 14-14 our score. Connor Levitt checks back in for the Cougars. 6'3 sophomore. Berlanga with it. Now to Levitt on the right elbow. Now to Lopez. He'll fire a set shot three. He's got it. Jiren Lopez. A set shot three-pointer from the right wing. 17-14 Cougars. Irish letting him shoot it. Pass inside to Warden. Warden shoots it over. Lopez, shot won't go, rebound tipped and controlled by Berlanga. So Jiren Lopez, the 5'8 senior, bodied up on Warden, forced him to take a tough shot. Now Levitt with it. Levitt dribbles the right side, takes a shot from 8 feet, he's fouled. And now White Swan will shoot their first free throws of the game. The foul's on Connor Leahy, is first. First foul on DeSales. That's a tournament director's joy when the officials let them play. Keeps the games on schedule. So Levitt will shoot two. With the Cougars having the three-point lead, make it four as Connor Levitt, a sophomore, hits the second first free throw. So the Irish scored the first 5 points of the quarter. And the Cougars have now scored six in a row. Actually, three of the first five, actually. Levitt hits both free throws. The Irish were up down 12-9. Then they were down 14-12 and tied it at 14. Now the Cougars back up 19-14. Leahy on the left wing. Levitt on him. Baseline pass goes to McCullough. Lopez and Warden banging down low. Now Lopez just shoves Warden out of the way. And then Timmy ends up getting the pass. But Timmy Warden says, hey. So Jiren Lopez goes, he's about 5'8", he goes about 280, and he just took Tim Warden and just shoved him out of the key and then double-teamed the ball, and then when they dumped it to Timmy Warden, Lopez banged into him as well. They're letting him play. Timmy's got to get more physical. Timmy's going to come out of the game, and Matt Miedema, 6'3", his junior, comes in for the first time. Soaring Eagle is back in the game now with the two fouls. They get it to Ambrose. Ambrose back to Soaring Eagle, right corner. Leifert on him. Soaring Eagle goes baseline. Cut off. Still cut off. And he stepped out of bounds. They say Lopez was in the key too long. Good defense by the Irish. Cutting off the passing lanes. Trapping Soaring Eagle on the baseline. Irish down 19-14. The Irish tied it at 14, but haven't scored since. And now trail by five. 5 minutes to go in the half. Winner will advance to a seeding game. Heading to districts the following weekend. The loser season is over. Holtzinger drives to the basket, splits the defense, bangs it hard off the backboard, nothing else. Rebound to Ambrose, quickly the other way to Berlanga, gets himself up in the air and throws it right to Leahy. Leahy comes the other way and puts a shot up. It won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds off the sails. Connor Leahy came down the right side, and Connor Levitt, the 6'3 sophomore, shadowed him. Never contested the shot. Connor expecting some contact, probably expecting to get fouled, just missed the shot. 4:32 to go in the half. Irish down 19-14. Sales in the zone defense. Sampson Craig gets it to Berlanga. Berlanga, who had 20 the first time these teams met, only has two right today. Up top to Soaring Eagle. Shot clock at 12 to Berlanga in the corner. Shot won't go from three. Good defense. Irish rebound. Leifert. Leahy on the outlet. He'll push it into front court. Splits the defense. A double team at half court. Down low to Miedema. Miedema puts it up strong. Way too strong. Air ball. Berlanga's got it. The sales boy just too much energy down low. There again, tons of inside looks, not finishing them. Now Levitt drives to the basket, and he's held and fouled. That's not a shooting foul. And the foul is on Frucci. Neither team has committed very many fouls. Each team with just two fouls, but White Swan, both their fouls are on Teal Soaring Eagle. Warden and Wiley are going to check in. Miedema and Holtzinger come out of the ball game. Frucci also comes out, and Camden McCullough back in. 19-14, Cougars inbound to Levitt. Left corner, wide open for three, off the back iron, and that hit. This time they got the call. It hit the bracing that holds the basket suspended from the ceiling, and that's a dead ball. Irish will inbound it to McCullough. McCullough working against Ambrose. Irish have been on 14 for quite a while. They tied it at 14. We're all excited. I was too, and they haven't scored since. Pass inside to Warden. Warden has it slapped away, gets it back. Now to Leifert. Now to Leahy between the circles. Left wing pass to McCullough. 15 on the shot clock. Camden gets a screen from Warden. Dribbles to the foul line. Just above the foul line. Misses a shot. Long rebound goes to McCullough. Camden dribbles base on a little five-footer. It's off the mark as well. Rebound Levitt. DeSales getting a lot of good looks. Just not hitting their shots. Levitt pull up 15-footer the other way. Won't go. Rebound Warden. Now to Leahy, to McCullough in the front court. Left baseline, corner pass to Leifert. Up top now, Connor Leahy. He'll set the offense between the circles. Berlanga forces him out to the right wing. Gets a screen from Wiley. Can't get a pass away as Levitt's right on. Now gets it to Warden. Swing it to McCullough. Wide open for three. Off the back iron, off the side iron, and over the backboard is what I was trying to say. Both teams shooting very poorly. When these teams met last Saturday, there were a lot of fireworks in the second quarter. The Sales outscored White Swan 18-17. The Irish have 5 points. The Cougars have 7 here in the second quarter. Mahan checks back in. Camden McCullough is really struggling with his shot here in the postseason. He's just a freshman. And Coach Heidstein giving him a little rest. Mahan's back in the game. Drive the basket by Zuniga. Shot won't go. Gets his own rebound. Misses. Tipped around. Leahy's got it. Leahy has it slapped away in backcourt. Berlanga comes up with a loose ball. They've got a 5-on-3 as Leifert and Leahy are behind the defense. Now they hustle back. They get to Soaring Eagle. He fires a 3 and he hits it. Timeout to Sales. The Irish stuck on 14. The Cougars have scored the last 8 points and lead it 22-14 with 2:19 to go in the half. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at Granger, Washington, home of the Granger Spartans, but this weekend it's the home of the Eastern Washington Athletic Conference League Tournament. 8 teams here. 8 boys team, 8 girls teams. 6 will advance to the district tournament versus District 6 schools. That's Brewster, Oroville, Tenasket, schools like that. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. The girls will be in the second half of this doubleheader. The girls are playing for seeding only in this tournament. The Irish boys are playing to keep their season going. And there's a travel call as Zach Mann dribbles hard down the lane. There's a lot of contact there. No foul call. They called the travel. They're definitely letting him play here in tournament play. 22-14 Cougars. The Irish tied it at 14, but White Swan has scored the last 8. It's not like they're just tearing it up. The Irish just can't find the range. And White Swan at three by Soaring Eagle got him up by eight. 1:42 to go in the half. They swing it around to Zuniga up top to Soaring Eagle. Mahan right on him. Now back to Zuniga in the left corner. Dribbles to the left wing. Shot clock at two. Kick out to Levitt. Three on the way. In and out. Stays out. Rebound. Tip controlled by Zuniga inside. Zuniga gets it to Ambrose. Knocked away. Stolen by Warden. Too late. Ahead of Leifer. Head to Leifer behind the pack. And Andrew misses the lay-in. Rebound. Sampson Craig to Sales. Boys. Boy, this is going to be a hard film to watch if they can't come back and win. They have missed so many inside opportunities. Leifert, instead of going with the regular left-handed lay-in, tried to kind of finger roll it with the right hand. Inside shot by Levitt. Won't go. Rebound Wiley. Outlet to Leahy. The Sales inside a minute to go now with the ball. Been stuck on 14 for a long time. Swing it to Wiley. Three on the way off the iron. Won't go. Long rebound to Sampson Craig. They head to Zuniga, who's behind the defense. Wiley's back, blocks the shot. Leahy comes up with the loose ball. Zuniga is just 5'6". Wiley's 6'3". Mahan with the ball. Mahan, a little eight-footer in the lane, a little running one-hander, won't go. Rebound, Soaring Eagle. And now the Cougars can play for one shot. The shot clock and the game clock are virtually synced up, 23 and counting. Coach Saul Arambol for the Cougars directing traffic. They like the up-tempo game, but right now they want to guarantee themselves at least an eight-point lead at the half. Now Soaring Eagle with it. We've got a whistle and a three-second violation on the Cougars. Boy, the Irish get a big break there. Saul Arambol just looks at his guys and said, what are you doing, man? So the Cougars, big mistake there. Now the Irish, see if they can take advantage. They put in Coy Frucci. Coy pushes in the front court, gets it off the lead. 5 seconds, they've got to push it. Connor to the foul line in the lane, kick in the corner to Holtzinger. Three on the way, off the iron, won't go at the buzzer. That's got a good look, couldn't score it. So the Sales boys down 8-0 early. We're down 12-9 at the end of the first quarter, tied it at 14 early in the second quarter. Smiles on their faces, smile on my face, and the Irish did not score again. They trail 22-14 at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you can count on one hand how many times your vehicle has let you down, that's way too many. But every time, you can count on Walla Walla Transmission. You've got a busy life, and you have to have a reliable vehicle. To make sure your auto keeps running right, have Walla Walla Transmission perform all your preventive maintenance, service, and repair. Complete transmission fluid, flush, and filter change starting at just $165 plus tax. When your vehicle needs the best service and repair, Walla Walla Transmission is there. 525-8710 and on Facebook or W2Trans.com.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
I would like to thank all of our wonderful Walla Walla customers. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. Named best of the best in the Walla Walla Valley by Union Bulletin readers for auto repair mechanical. For 68 years, our customers have known this. Now all of Walla Walla knows it. As owner, I am so very proud of our employees, as they are the ones responsible for us receiving this prestigious award. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
So I invited a coworker to lunch with me at the best of the best deli in town. He says to me, man, I'd love to, but I'm gluten-free. So I said, to him. No gluten? No problem. You think Cagini's got nothing for you, huh? Forget about it. We're talking gluten-free delicioso here, pal. Gluten-free spaghetti and meatballs. Fettuccine, lasagna, ravioli, panini. Capisce? Perfect. So we went, and he told me that was crazy good. Cagini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, I keep track of scoring and free throws and just try to describe what's going on. I can't keep track of the field goal percentage, but the Irish boys have had a lot of close-in looks, and they have missed from point point-blank range time after time. Offense, a huge struggle for the DeSales boys right now. The White Swan Cougars threatened to run away with this loser out game early. They scored the first 8 points of the ball game. 2 3-pointers by Teal Soaring. Nick Hazeltine calls the timeout. Irish settled down somewhat. They outscored the Cougars 9-4 after that, trailed 12-9 heading into the second quarter. The Sales outscores the Cougars 5-2 early in the second quarter, ties the game at 14. But the Irish would not score the rest of the quarter, outscored by White Swan 10-5. So when these teams met last Saturday, it was the defense that was the issue. The Irish gave up 78 points in a 78-58 loss. Today, the offense is the problem. The Irish have played very good defense, holding White Swan to just 22 at the half. But the Irish have scored just 14 themselves. Got to find some offense. They want to keep their season going into the district tournament next week. This is the first half of the doubleheader broadcast. The Irish girls will play in the second half, which is a switch from the regular season. We'll take a closer look at the EWAC tournament bracket when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news, if your air conditioner and furnace are over 10 years old, they've pretty much gone to the dogs. The good news, Total Comfort Solutions has a two-for deal. Get a free furnace with air conditioner purchase. This is your chance to fetch a free furnace when you purchase a new air conditioner. And the first 19 customers get a free programmable thermostat. To find out more about this doggone good deal, call 509-204-1744 or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming. But hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply. Your local True Value Hardware Store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Hey Walla Walla, Scott Jordan from Paragon Auto Sales. We have a great selection of inventory. We're always searching for that perfect one-owner, low-mile vehicle, helping people every day find the vehicle they need, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, sports car, or even a boat. We can do it all, from start to finish. We have competitive rates and work with all the local banks and credit unions in the Walla Walla area. Don't see what you're looking for? Go to usedcarswallawalla.com. Go to the Contact Us and email me a wish list. Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, before I talk about the tournament bracket, it's been a fun week at DeSales and Assumption School. Walla Walla Catholic Schools week is winding down. A lot of great events throughout the week. We have two more events left. Tomorrow morning, father-daughter bowling at 10 a.m. at Bowlaway Lanes for DeSales girls and their fathers, their grandfathers, any special men in their lives. And then Sunday, February 3rd, the closing event, alumni closing mass at 10 a.m. at St. Patrick's Church. All Walla Walla Catholic School members, especially the alumni, encouraged to attend a 10 a.m. mass at St. Patrick's. And then a community-wide brunch and potluck immediately following the 10 a.m. mass at St. Patrick's Blanchett Hall. So hope to see as many of you as possible there at that event. So father-daughter bowling on Saturday and the closing mass at 10 a.m. at St. Pat's, followed by the potluck brunch. Well, the tournament bracket, the Irish girls will play for seeding after this game against Tri-City Prep, the number one team in the girls bracket. They are number four in the state. They have a 19-1 record. It'll be a real challenge for Tim Duncan's girls. Fortunately, it's not a loser-out contest. In fact, the DeSales girls now heading to the locker room to get ready for that game as the Irish boys have come in the other doorway down to my right here at Granger to try to erase an 8-point halftime deficit and keep their season alive against White Swan. And so tomorrow's tournament play, the Irish girls will be in action for sure. 3 o'clock if they lose the Tri-City Prep against either Matheson or Columbia Burbank. 6 o'clock for the league tournament championship if they can get the upset over Tri-City Prep. The Irish boys, the goal is to erase this 8-point deficit, get a win, advance to district, and play for seeding tomorrow against the winner of the other boys' loser out game, Lyle Wishram of the Western Division. And they're the number 3 seed, and number 4 seed, Liberty Christian, out of the Eastern Division. So the Sales boys will try to get the split of 2 games this season with White Swan, this being the important one. White Swan ended the Irish season last year at Granger in the auxiliary gym next to this main gym in the district tournament on their way to state. And the White Swan boys just seemed to find a way at the end of the year. 7-13 last year at the end of the regular season. They made it all the way to Spokane after a 7-13 regular season. They're 6-13 coming into this ball game, but they are up 8 on the Irish, 22-14. We'll be back with halftime stats and second half action on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Have you been thinking about getting a spare key made? Maybe to have a hide-a-key for the house or your car. Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. What are you waiting for? Come on into Postal Annex and check out our fun deco house keys. We also have a variety of non-programmable vehicle keys, as well as those hide-a-key containers I mentioned. That's at Postal Annex in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla. And remember, we always have a notary on staff.
The Sales down 22-14 at the half. They break their huddles, and they're going to do what they always do, is they're going to stop the warm-up clock and go to the start of the second half. So I'm going to have to hustle through these stats. Teal Soaring Eagle, the leading scorer for the Cougars, 9 points on 3 three-point field goals. Cupcana Levitt has 4. They are 2-for-2 from the free throw line. The Sales has points from 5 different players, but are led by the 4 points of Zach Mahan. And the opening bucket of the second half, the Cougars dump it down low to Levitt, who puts it in. Cougars open up a 10-point lead, their biggest lead of the game, 24-14. Defensive chant from the Cougar players on their bench. They're very animated. Irish working to my right in the home white uniforms. McCullough on the drive, cutoff gets it to Wiley. Pass out top to Mahan, catch and shoot 3. Out the back iron won't go. Long rebound chase down by Tim Warden. He has it slapped away by Samson Craig, but that's going to be a foul on Samson Craig. Warden went down hard, twisting his ankle. Oh. Okay, we're going to take a break. This looks a little bit rough for Timmy. He's in some pain. Coach Wood checking the lower leg. They hit awkwardly, and Timmy spun to the floor. So we'll take a little break as they check Timmy. Well, actually, we're going to keep it here and go ahead and look at the stats and keep Timmy's update. They're looking at his right knee. Anyway, DeSales down 22-14. White Swan scoring. 2 for Devin Sampson Craig. 2 for Daniel Berlanga. The Irish have done a nice job in him. He had 5 threes down in Walla Walla last Saturday. It's just 2 points in this one. 2 for Kyler Blodgett Edgar, 3 for Jyron Lopez, a big thick kid with the set shot 3-pointer. And then 6 points now for Cupcana Levitt and 9 points for Teal Soaring Eagle on the 3 3-point field goals. 4 DeSales, as I mentioned, Coach Hazeltine's got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the game. 5 of them have scored, but not much from any of them. 2 from Connor Leahy, 2 for Jake Wiley, 3 for Tim Warden, 3 for Andrew Lyford, and 4 for Zach Mahan. The Sales committed 2 fouls, 1 on Leahy, 1 on Frucci. The Irish are 1-1 from the line. Cougars, 2 fouls, both on Teal Soaring Eagle. Tim Warden has made it to the sideline, but he's got his leg up on the chairs, and they swing it inbounds to Camden McCullough, and he hits the 3 off the inbound. Camden's first bucket. The Irish just got to find a way to shoot better, and they're off to a good start, missing many, many, many shots in that first half. 24-17. Cougars with the ball in the 7-point lead. They swing it over to Samson Craig. Drives baseline right side. Cut off. Cross-court pass to Soaring Eagle. Slapped away by Leifert. Controlled by McCullough. Ahead to Mann. Mann now picks up his dribble. Gets it to Camden. Irish just got to grind it out. Possession by possession. Down 7 with the ball. McCullough picks up his dribble in the lane, and he traveled. Camden got deep in the lane. 3 red shirts on him. Didn't really have a plan, and just... he was looking for contact. They kind of backed off. It's kind of like when you got a tug-of-war and the other guy lets go of the rope. Camden just kind of fell backwards. Didn't fall down, but he traveled. Up top to Berlanga. Deep 3 he's got at Berlanga. That was where I saw a lot of that at DeSales. That was a deep one. NBA range, and he drilled it. The Cougars up by 10, 27-17. Leahy open at the elbow, but doesn't shoot. His back to the basket gets to McCullough. Back to Connor. Connor drives left elbow again. Cut off this time. Now to Mann. Zips it into McCullough. Kick out to Leifert. 3 on the way. He's got it. The Sales has hit back-to-back threes, and it's back to a 7-point game. Answering the Berlanga 3. 5:57 to go in the third quarter. Tim Warden, I'm guessing his day might be done. He's sitting with the ice bag on his knee. Hopefully it's just the strain. They get it inside to Levitt. Shot won't go. Rebound Wiley. Wiley gets it to Mahan. Mahan to Leahy. Leahy brings it across the front court. Right corner it goes to Leifert. Leifert to Wiley. Out top of the key. Jake dribbles right elbow. Dat backs it all the way in. Puts it up strong. Spins in and out. That's the story of the Irish's night. Here comes Teal Soaring in the corner to Berlanga. 3 on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Levitt inside. And Levitt lays it in. Irish down 29-20. Wiley on that last possession at 6'3". He had Samson Craig at 5'8 on him. He took him right down to the well, put it up off the glass. It spun all the way around and back out. Now I've got a whistle and there's going to be a foul on Samson Craig. He's only 5'8", and he's guarding Wiley. And he had his hand wrapped all the way around him, trying to hold him from popping out to the top of the key. And that's his first foul. First foul of the second half. Oh, they call it the second. Oh, that's right. He fouled Timmy Warden over there in the corner. So he's picked up 2 quick ones. Irish inbounded between the circles to Leifert. Right wing to Leahy. Irish down 29-20. Pass up top to Mann. Knocked away by Levitt. But right back to Leahy. Leahy spins in the lane. Leaves it short. Rebound. Connor gets it back. Puts it up strong. Off the iron. Gets it back again and puts it in. Connor Leahy. Back-to-back offensive rebounds of his own misses. Connor determined, the 5'10 senior, puts it in. And then he gets strips Teal Soaring Eagle, but he used his foot to control the ball. So it was on the ground, and Connor had it inadvertently kind of just stepped on the ball, and then he reached down and picks it up. He can't control the ball with your foot. Soaring Eagle up top to Berlanga. Berlanga down low to Ambrose. Ambrose to Levitt, little teardrop shot in the lane, won't go. Rebound Leifert. Leifert gets it to Leahy. Irish down 7 with the ball. 4:16 to go, third quarter. 29-22 Cougars. Sales Leahy leans in, tipped away in the lane. Loose balls. Soaring Eagle's got it. They've got a 3-on-3. Soaring Eagle pass inside, knocked away. Well, they say nobody knocked it away. Just went out of bounds. Soaring Eagle just shaking his head. And that'll be DeSales getting a break on that turnover. 3-on-2 for the Cougars, and they just bounce past it out of bounds. Koi Frucci's going to check in for Mahan. Cougars will press. 4:02 to go, third quarter. DeSales down 29-22. Pass to Frucci. Inbound. Gets it now to Leahy. Ambrose on him. Straight man-to-man pressure now. Leahy backing across the timeline. Pushes Ambrose all the way in the lane. All the way to the basket. Goes up strong. Won't go. Wiley tips it out to Frucci. Over to Leifert. Left elbow. Kick to Wiley. Wiley loses the handle. Picked up by Ambrose. The Sales not handling the real physical play. Zuniga is only 5'6", but he's real physical in there. They kick it out to Levitt, and Levitt hits it. That's a long two-pointer, I think. Yes, a two-pointer for Levitt. He's got 6 in the quarter, 10 for the game. His foot was on the line at the top of the key. 31-22, White Swan. 3:18 to go, third quarter. DeSales trying to stay close. Lifer, deep three, left wing, off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Berlanga. All red shirts underneath. That's just how the coach wants the blockout drill. Now Soaring Eagle, passing the right wing to Zuniga. Double team, takes the dribble now to Levitt in the right corner in front of the Cougar bench. Now up top to Soaring Eagle. Swing it to Berlanga. Berlanga, catch and shoot three over Lifer. Won't go. Rebound, Leahy. And Leahy is fouled from behind by Zuniga. Zuniga tried to reach in behind him and knock it away, and they caught him. That's his first. Third on the Cougars here in the second half. DeSales has not committed a foul in the second half. Matt Miedema checks in for the Irish, a 6'3 junior. Jake Wiley sits down. 2:52 to go in the third. Irish down 31-22. Frucci gets it to Leahy. Leahy dribbles to the top of the key. Right wing pass to Frucci. Back to Leahy between the circles. Dribbles left elbow. Kick out to Leifert. Leifert on the drive. Splits the defense. Puts it up. Spins out and back in. Andrew Leifert, nice drive to the basket. Andrew's got 5 in the quarter, 8 for the game. He's the leading scorer for the Irish, the 6-foot sophomore. Irish down 7, 31-24. 2:20 to go in the third. Zuniga in the corner to Ambrose, deep on the right wing. Left wing to Teal, Soaring Eagle. Now on the baseline to Samson Craig. 12-footer air ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Leahy. Those air ball shots are hard for the rebounder because you're waiting for it to hit the rim and got on Connor too fast for him to grab it. Inbound to Soaring Eagle. Soaring Eagle with Leifert right on him. Can't find room to shoot. Now Soaring Eagle, one of 6 seniors on the Cougar roster, says clear it out. Now he gets it to Levitt, to the left elbow. Samson Craig down low to Ambrose. Loses a handle. Now to Levitt. Levitt in the lane to Zuniga. Little 8-footer partially blocked by Needham. Loose ball picked up by Soaring Eagle. Shot won't go. Rebound, Leahy. Leahy outlet to McCullough. 1:51 to go, third quarter. Irish down 31-24 with the ball. Now Frucci between the circles with it. Drives to the left elbow, kick out to McCullough, left wing. Left corner to Frucci. Miedema wants it inside. They'll lob it inside to him. He's triple team. Ball tipped away. Soaring Eagle's got it. The sales trying to take it height advantage. Now Soaring Eagle the other way, coast to coast. Misses a lane. We got a rebound foul. So White Swan has got the issues this half that the Irish had in the first half, missing lands inside. That was contested, but Soaring Eagle, a very solid player, usually makes those. He has not scored in this quarter after 9 first half points. The foul on Leifert, his first. Edgar Blodgett checks in for the Eagles. They get it, or for the Cougars, they get it to Soaring Eagle, who dumps it to Zuniga. 5'6" senior finds some room inside and scores it from 8 feet. Finds a little hole in that zone at 5'6". He got the shot up and in. They didn't give the Cougars a basket, I don't think. They should have 33. There's a shot by Leifert, three-pointer on the way, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Cougars. Now they put the basket up. White Swan up 9, 33-24 with 1:09 to go. Soaring Eagle and Zuniga come out, and into the game for the Cougars comes Devin Sampson Craig and the number 3, Jermaine Bass, 5'7" junior. A lot of short guys, but they're scrappy. Irish inbound to Leahy. Swinging the corner now to McCullough. McCullough, 3 on the way. He's got it. Camden McCullough's second three-pointer off that inbound play. And the Irish cut it to 6 points inside a minute to go here in the third quarter. In this loser-out contest, the nerves are at a high level for the fans, the coaches, and certainly the players. Levitt on the right elbow. Pass up top to Ambrose. His pass inside to Blodgett. Edgar off his hand and out of bounds. So White Swan turns it over. Zach Mahan's going to check in for Frucci. 41.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Irish down by 6. They've trailed by as many as 10. Chance to cut it to 4 or 3 with a 3 here in the final minute. McCullough, left wing pass to Mahan. Back up top to goes to McCullough. Back to Mahan. Zach on the drive, dumps it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger splits the defense, cut off, gets it to Leifert. To Leahy, swing it to McCullough. Down low to Mahan. Mahan, a little fade away inside, won't go. Rebound, Levitt. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Levitt and Leahy collide, and that's going to be a foul on Connor Leahy. Connor, a little frustrated, thought he had the feet set, and that's Connor's second foul. And with 19.5 seconds to go in the third quarter, I think if the officials explained that to Connor, he'd probably tell him you have to give him one step. And I don't think they felt he gave the offensive player a step after he caught the ball. You can't just stand right up on him. But anyway, could it block? The block charge call, always the toughest one for the officials. Edgar Blodgett out high with it. 4 seconds. Gets in the corner to Bass. Bass for three. Off to the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds at the buzzer. Well, it's the challenge of these loser-out games. Somebody's got 8 minutes left in their season. The Sails down 33-27. When we come back for the final quarter of the season for one of these two teams, you're listening to it on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street in College Place for a free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at Granger, Washington, home of the Spartans. But this weekend, it's the home of the EWAC League Tournament. They swing it to McCullough for three. Straight away off the Amon Go. Rebound, Sampson Craig. Irish start the fourth quarter with Holtzinger, Leiford, Leahy, Mahan, and McCullough on the floor. Cougars dump it down low to Blodgett Edgar. His shot off the mark. Rebound, Mahan. Outlet to Leahy. Leiford, excuse me. Now to Mahan between the circles. Left wing to Leahy. In the corner to McCullough. McCullough spins baseline, cut off by Ambrose. Cross-court pass to Leiford. Catch and shoot three. It's good. The Sales cuts it to a three-point game. It's the closest they've been since tying it at 14 early in the second quarter. They were down 8-0 right at the start of the game. Down 12-9 after one quarter. Tied it at 14 early in the second, but didn't score again in the quarter. They scored 14 points in the first half. They scored 13 in that third quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor. The Sales. Guys are excited. Players on the bench on their feet as they greet their buddies. Down 33-30. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Rebecca, I love February at the Walla Walla YMCA.
Why, Jesse?
Because we get to take care of all of our members' hearts.
How?
We give members opportunities to exercise and build their cardiovascular health. Also, being a Y member is being part of a great and caring community. That's good for hearts, too.
It sure is. To take care of your heart, join the Walla Walla YMCA today. Visit www.ymca.org or call 509-525-8863.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at White Swan, or excuse me, at Granger. The White Swan Cougars have the ball inbounds in this league tournament loser-out game. Coach Saul Ehrenball calls a timeout. They swing it around to Berlanga. He shoots a three. Won't go. Rebound Leiford. Leahy to Mahan. Back to Leahy. Back to Mahan on the baseline. He drives in. Kicks in the right corner to McCullough. Three on the way. Out the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Mahan. Mahan stripped underneath. Levitt's got the loose ball. Levitt in the front court. One on four. Two on four. He'll slow it. Now he takes it. He loses the handle. Leiford picks up the loose ball. Levitt just couldn't resist attacking and lost the ball. There's a pass by McCullough, knocked away by Levitt, controlled by Zuniga. Zuniga's pass for Levitt tipped off his hand to Berlanga. Ragged start to the fourth quarter. Kick in the corner to Soaring Eagle. Three on the way. In and out. Stays out. Rebound Holtzinger to McCullough. McCullough will hold the ball. The Irish want the slower pace. Coach Hazeltine calls play number four. Irish down 33-30. Pass down low to Holtzinger. Left wide open. He scores. He's fouled. The Irish finally finished down low with the height advantage. And Bobby Holtzinger, a nice fundamental left-handed lay-in and a chance to tie the game on an old-fashioned three-point play. The foul was on Levitt, his first. So DeSales, a chance to tie this game for the second time this afternoon. Bobby's free throw is good, and we're tied at 33. The Cougars have not scored here in the first 2 minutes and 10 seconds of the fourth quarter. Devin Sampson Craig will bring it into front court. Both teams want their season to continue into tomorrow, where they will play for seeding into the district tournament. Today's game is a loser out game. In the corner, Soaring Eagle. Soaring Eagle on the drive, up over it. Holtzinger, shot won't go, rebound tip controlled by Sampson Craig, who saved it to Zuniga. Zuniga attacks the basket and lays it in. The 5'6" senior spins it off the glass, attacking the taller Irish. 35-33, Cougars get the lead back. Now their fans and bench group chanting defense. McCullough hands it off to Leifert. Leifert for three, he's got it. Andrew Leifert's third three of the game. The Irish are in front, 36-35. Andrew Leifert has 14 to lead all scores. A 6-foot sophomore having a breakout game in this loser-out contest. Irish with a 1-point lead. Levitt on the left elbow, backing in on McCullough. Can't find room to shoot. Gets it to Sampson Craig. 12-footer off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Holtzinger. The Sales, for the first time tonight, I think, have the ball and the lead. 4.5 minutes left. Irish up 36-35 in the corner to McCullough. Down low to Holtzinger. Backing in. Splits the defense. Goes up strong and scores it. Bobby Holtzinger has 5 all in this quarter. The Irish are starting to finish their shots inside. They have the advantage physically inside. Now Soaring Eagle on the drive. Splits the defense. Gets his back to the basket. Throws it out front. Stolen by Leifert. Leifert has it slapped away by Berlanga. Taken by Zuniga. Berlanga up court to Soaring Eagle. Soaring Eagle cut off on the baseline, gets it to Levitt, has it slapped away. Holtzinger saves it, but right to Levitt. Levitt can't find room to shoot. Good defense, Irish. Cougars reset. They get it to Zuniga. Left wing, left elbow shot won't go. Rebound, Mayhem. DeSales with a 3-point lead and the ball. DeSales boys playing the shutdown defense here down the stretch. Inside to Holtzinger. He can't hit the shot. He's fouled. Bobby Holtzinger working the blow block. As I look at my notes from the game last Saturday when they lost by 20, Bobby came alive in the fourth quarter of that one and scored all 7 of his points in the final 8 minutes, but the Irish route scored 26-17 in the quarter. Bobby Holtzinger, 5 fourth quarter points at the free throw line. The foul was on Levitt, his second. Bobby's first free throw is good. The Irish now a perfect 3-for-3 from the line. So Leifert with 2 threes. Bobby Holtzinger with 6 points as well. And working on number 7 here on this free throw. Soaring Eagle's going to sit down for Coach Arambol. Irish have a 4-point lead. 3:42 to go. And Bobby makes it 5. 40-35. 3:40 to go in the ball game. Sampson Craig brings it into front court. The Cougars just 1 basket in this fourth quarter. Belonga to the right elbow. Kick out to Ambrose. Cross court to Zuniga. Now on the baseline to Sampson Craig. Inside to Levitt. Levitt powers it up and in. Good ball movement by the Cougars. 40-37 to Sales with the ball leading by 3. Cougars with the press. 3:19 to go. Leahy dribbling against the press. A 5'10 senior for DeSales. Does not want this to be his last game, obviously. Now we've got a timeout to Sales. Nick Hazeltine clapping his hands. His guys are trying to persevere here in this loser-out game. The Irish have caught and taken the lead against the Cougars, 40-37, with 2 minutes and 2.5 minutes to go on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Sales boys will inbound after the timeout. The Cougars have gone to a trapping defense. They get to man. He has it slapped away, stolen away by Samson Craig. Ambrose slapped to Samson Craig. Eight-footer the other way. He's got it. So the Cougars put the press on after the timeout, get a quick bucket. It's a one-point DeSales lead, 2:52 to go. 40-39 Irish. The Cougars trying to turn up the heat defensively. DeSales had 14 points in the first half, 13 in the third quarter. They have 13 here in the fourth quarter. Leifert and Holtzinger have been the offense. Defense a chant for the Cougar fans. McCullough with Ambrose on him. Now at the high post to Mahan with Levin on him. Now to Leifert. Back to Mahan. Down low to Holtzinger. He's the matchup. He falls to the ground but gets a pass back to Leifert, who hits a three. Andrew Leifert gets the Irish back up by four with 2:14 to go. His fourth three-pointer of the second half, his fifth for the game, his third here in the fourth quarter. Bobby Holtzinger tripping over Zuniga at 5'6", falling to the ground, passed it to Leifert for three. Levitt for three the other way, won't go. Rebound to Leifert. Leifert's tied up, and that's going to be a jump ball. Andrew Leifert, the 6-foot sophomore, 17 points, 14 in this second half. Irish up four with the ball on the possession arrow. No, it's going to be White Swan ball in the possession. 1:56 to go. Berlanga to inbound it. Up top to Samson Craig. Jump stop in lane, dumps it to Levitt. Levitt goes up strong, he scores. He's fouled by Holtzinger. Bobby's first foul, Kupkana Levitt, 6'3 sophomore. He had a buzzer beater to beat Wava earlier this year. He's a very talented player. He has 14, does the 6'3 sophomore, and a chance to get the Cougars within one here at the free throw line. 1:53 to go, Irish up 43-41. Levitt's free throw is good. 1-point ball game. Just what you'd expect in a loser-out game. The Irish beaten by 20. There's Leahy is trapped underneath. He gets to the floor. He calls the timeout. Irish saving a possible turnover there, though. They did have the possession arrow. So timeout. Nick Hazeltine is senior Connor Leahy. Triple teamed underneath the basket on the inbound. Called the timeout. We'll keep it here. Irish must expect extreme pressure. The Cougars always ball hawking on defense, but down the stretch, it's not desperation time for either team in a one-point game, but White Swan really turning up the heat defensively. McCullough, Leahy, Mahan, Holtzinger, and Leifert break the huddle for the Irish. Berlanga, Samson Craig, Ambrose, Soaring Eagle, and Levitt for the Cougars. He set up the full court press. Mahan inbounds it to McCullough. McCullough double teamed. Picks up his dribble, throws it for Leahy, tip, Soaring Eagle's got it. Soaring Eagle in the lane, in traffic, he scores it. Cougars have the lead back. Leahy into front court to Holtzinger behind the defense, and he lays it in. The Cougars slap the press on again. Holtzinger got behind him. It's 45-44 to Sales. Nice awareness by Leahy. I think it was Leahy who found Holtzinger. Now Soaring Eagle with it. To Ambrose. Ambrose drives baseline. Cut off. Pass out top to Berlanga. Berlanga to the high post to Levitt. Double team gets it to Samson Craig. To the cutter, Soaring Eagle, who lays it in. Samson Craig to Soaring Eagle. The Cougars back in front. A minute to go. Leahy finds Holtzinger again behind the defense. Levitt gets back. Gets it to Leifert. Leifert misses the lay-in. Rebound Levitt. Andrew Leifert. Flat-footed, wide-open lay-in. Now the Irish down one. We're inside a minute to go. Soaring Eagle dribbling in front of the Cougar bench. Timeout on the floor. White Swan with 43 and a half seconds to go in the game. 24 on the shot clock. We'll have the ball and a 1-point lead when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Bobby Holtzinger and Andrew Lyford have been the guys. They've combined for all 18 of the Irish points here in the fourth quarter, but a tough miss just a moment ago as Bobby Holtzinger got behind the press for the second time. They found him. Levitt recovered defensively. Bobby did the right thing, got the ball to the hustling Andrew Lyford, who was wide open under the basket. Flat-footed set shot lay-in, and he couldn't get it to drop. But Andrew's done a lot here in the second half. He has 17 points, 14 in the second. He's hit three fourth quarter threes to get the Irish where they are. But where the Irish are right now is down one. They need to play good defense here. Just 20 seconds on the shot clock. Samson Craig between the leg dribbles against Holtzinger. Pulls up from 18 straight away. Won't go. Rebound. Jake Wiley's in the ballgame. Wiley's outlet to Leahy. He's double teamed. And we got a whistle and a Nick Hazeltine timeout. Here we go, 25.7 seconds to go. The Irish have to go full court and score it for the win. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Interesting sequence a moment ago. White Swan with a one-point lead and 20 seconds on the shot clock. Devin Sampson Craig, the 5'8 sophomore, just back-to-back-to-back between the leg dribbles, between the circles, and then just launched one from the top of the key. Irish get the rebound. They clamp the defense on Leahy. Nick Hazeltine calls timeout. 25.7 seconds to go in the ballgame. Shot clock is off. Mahan will inbound against the Cougars. Full court pressure. Irish down one. They get it to Leahy, and he's fouled by Berlanga. But the Cougars have a foul to give, but that's now six on the Cougars. Irish have committed just three. The possession arrow is in favor of DeSales. A second and a half went off the clock. Now 24.2 seconds. They get it to Leahy. They're looking to trap him. They get to Mahan in the middle. Kicks left wing to Lyford. Lyford back up top to Leahy. 16 seconds. Leahy backs it in. Can't find room to shoot. Gets McCullough. Right elbow. Pass inside. Knocked away by Berlanga. And he can't save it. It's out of bounds in the corner with 10.2 seconds to go. And the Irish down one. Jake Wiley is going to check in for Lyford. The Irish are very good at this inbound play down low. Wiley and Holtzinger standing in the key. Mahan on the baseline, halfway between the basket and the sideline to the left. Gets it out top to McCullough. Now up high to Leahy. Leahy drives left elbow, and he traveled. Connor Leahy spins in the lane and travels with 5.8 seconds to go. The senior frustrated. Jake Wiley, his classmate, gives him a hug. Timeout on the floor. The Sales now down one with 5.8 seconds left. The Cougars will have the ball. The Irish got a foul, and they've got a foul a lot because they've only committed three fouls. Tough for the Sales. They got to go for the steal on the inbound. Coach Hazeltine trying to draw up the defense during this timeout. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Here we are in another commercial full of rhymes.
To tell you how Fazari's is keeping up with the times.
It's a whole new menu you will love to see.
Our sandwiches, pasta, pizza are now in HD.
Your complete satisfaction is still our mission.
But you won't see our pies in anything but high definition.
So be careful when you change the channel to your favorite show.
It might just cause you to head to Fazari's to dine in or a pizza to go.
Oh, boys. You make HD stand for hot and delicious.
Mamma mia.
Pizzari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and at Pizzari's.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, they've got the song playing over the PA system, Pressure Coming Down on Me. The Sales boys got to find a way to get a steal in the final 5 seconds of this game. Trailing 46-45. Matt Miedema, the 6'3 junior, will stand in the way of Berlanga, the 5'8 senior for the Cougars. Holtzinger, Lyford, Leahy, and McCullough also defending. Berlanga looks to get it. He will get it into Levitt. They'll foul him. But DeSales only has now 14 fouls. They've got to do that three more times to get the Cougars to the free throw line. 5.1 seconds to go. Another chance to steal the inbound. Berlanga looking to get it inbounds. Will the Soaring Eagle. Soaring Eagle is fouled quickly. 3.7 seconds to go. Five fouls on DeSales. If somehow they could foul him without the ball being inbounded, just. But the trouble with that is if it's intentional, they get the ball. Anyway, tough deal for the Irish right now. 3.7 seconds. They'll inbound again. They get to Levitt. He's fouled with 3.2 seconds. That's six fouls now on the Irish. I haven't even been marking down the fouls for the sales. It's a moot point here, individually, that is. Now Berlanga will inbound on the sideline. Down to my right. Miedema continuing to pressure him. Sales will try to steal. If they can't steal it, they got a foul right away. They get to Soaring Eagle. Soaring Eagle lost the handle, but Leahy fouled him. That's Connor's third foul. 2.5 seconds to go. Teal Soaring Eagle. 9 first half points for the 6'3 senior for White Swan. He did not score in the third quarter. He had 2 buckets here in the fourth, and he'll shoot the front end of a 1-on-1 with 2.5 seconds to go. The Cougars have not shot a free throw here in the second half. Coach Hazeltine shaking his fingers, trying to put the jinx on Soaring Eagle. He hits the first one. Regardless, DeSales is going to get a chance at a tying three. It's 47-45. Mahan and Wiley underneath. Leahy and Holtzinger also on the line. McCullough on the wing. Soaring Eagle's second free throw is also good. He hits them both. It's a 3-point game. And here comes the press. They throw the pass to half court, knocked away by Levitt. Wiley's got it. Wiley can't get the shot up. The clock stopped at 1/10 of a second. Now the horn finally sounds. So DeSales has their season end here as White Swan, for the second year in a row here at Granger, ends of the season for the DeSales boys, 48-45. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Even the toughest vehicle needs regular maintenance to keep cruising for years to come. Avoid the aggravation and excessive cost. Stop by McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla for amazing winter service and maintenance specials going on right now. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. They understand how valuable your time is, and we'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Take advantage of $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. See us today and receive a complimentary, comprehensive vehicle inspection from McCurley Integrity Toyota's trusted, skillful technicians, or 12% off any recommended service. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Hurry into McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla for all your vehicle service and maintenance needs. And for more details or to schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for the final time this season to talk about a boys' broadcast, a boys' game. Unfortunately for Nick Hazeltine's guys, a slow start down 8-0 early. They caught the Cougars in the second quarter briefly, and then again in the fourth quarter and took a lead. It was going the Irish way, but down the stretch, too many turnovers against pressure and a couple missed shots inside. Irish are down 8-0 early, trailed 12-9 to at the end of the first quarter. They came out and scored 5 of the first 7 points of the second quarter. It was tied at 14, and they really looked energized. And then the Irish did not score again in the second quarter, outscored 10-5 in a really rough first half for DeSales boys, where they scored just 14 points. They held White Swan to 22. Keep in mind, White Swan beat DeSales last Saturday at DeSales 78-58. They put up 78 points. DeSales held the Cougars to 30 less points, 48 total. But DeSales could only muster 45. The Irish got it going in the second half offensively, especially from beyond the arc. The Sales outscored the Cougars 13-11 in the third quarter and 18-15 in the fourth quarter as the Irish hit 6 3-point field goals, 2 for Camden McCullough and 4 for Andrew Lyford, who had 5 threes for the game. But the Sales down the stretch, they were down 1. I think they were down 1, and Bobby Holtzinger had broken the press earlier and got a wide open lay-in. They converged on him the second time. They tipped the ball. He tipped it to Andrew Lyford for an open lay-in, and he missed it. And just close but no cigar for the Irish. And Tim Warden, haven't been talking about him. That kind of awkward play early in the second half where he picked up a loose ball in the corner, and the White Swan player got tangled up. They got their feet tangled up. Tim got twisted very awkwardly, and they iced up his knee. And Rich Jacobs, a longtime Walla Walla resident who is now the team doctor for Tri-City Prep, and he is a very knowledgeable doctor. He got his sports medicine training at Notre Dame University, and so he was checking out Tim. So hopefully some good initial information on Timmy's status. Hope he's okay. Hopefully it's just a strain. So, little injury to go along with the loss. Hopefully not a major injury. The Irish lose it 48-45. Nick Hazeltine in his second year, his guys end it season at 10-11, and they do not advance out of the league. Last year, the Irish boys made it to the district tournament, won their first district tournament game against Madison, then lost to Brewster. And then White Swan. White Swan has been the Irish nemesis in basketball. That's now 3 in a row that they've lost to White Swan. Last year, the district tournament season-ending loss for the Irish boys. Last Saturday, 78-58. And White Swan coming in with just a 6-13 record. They're finding a way in the postseason, just like they did last year when they were 7-13 at the end of the regular season. They end the Irish season 48-45. The Sales 10-11. White Swan will advance to the district tournament, play for seeding tomorrow against either Lyle Wisham or Liberty Christian. White Swan improves their record to 7-13. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, we've got the roles reversed this afternoon and evening. We've got an afternoon-evening doubleheader. Usually the girls play first, the boys play second. But it's the Lady Irish who will try to carry the torch. Well, they will carry the torch into the district tournament. They play for seeding and hopefully can pull off a big upset against the Tri-City Prep Lady Jaguars in the second half of this doubleheader. The Jaguar girls, 19-1 on the season, ranked number 4 in the state. The Irish boys' season is over with the 48-45 loss. For Saul Aaron Bowles, White Swan Cougars, who advanced to district with a 7-13 record. Saul got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the ball game. 7 of them scored. 2 for Kyle Blodgett Edgar. 3 for Jyron Lopez. 4 for Devin Sampson Craig. 4 for David Zuniga. 5 for Daniel Berlanga. The Irish did a great job on him. He had 5 threes and 20 points last Saturday. They hold him to 1 3 and 5 points. But their two main scorers, Connor Levitt, 6'3 sophomore with 15, Teal Soaring Eagle, 6'3 senior, started the game off with back-to-back threes that led to a White Swan 8-0 start. He had 9 at the half, didn't score in the third quarter, but he hit 6 points in the fourth quarter to score 15 as well. The Cougars, a perfect 5-for-5 from the free throw line. The Sales, in their final game of the 2018-19 season, Nick Hazleton got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the ball game. 7 of them score points. 2 for Jake Wiley, 3 for Tim Warden. Hopefully his knee is okay. 4 for Connor Lay, a tough break for the senior. Backing down with 8 seconds or so to go in the ball game. Tried to put a spin move and turnaround jumper. He traveled at the 5.7 mark with the Irish down 1. And very frustrating end of the season for Connor Leahy. 6 points for Camden McCullough. The freshman hit a couple of three-pointers in the third quarter. 9 points for Bobby Holtzinger, the 6'1 junior. All those points in the fourth quarter that he began to take advantage of his height and his speed at getting behind the press of White Swan. And then Andrew Leifert, the 6-foot sophomore, 5 3-point field goals, 17 points, 14 in the second half, 9 in the fourth quarter. But I know he'd love to have another chance at that flat-footed, wide-open lay-in attempt that he missed down at the very end of the ball game. But he leads all scorers with 17 points, and he will be our Dairy Queen player of the game. So the Irish basketball season is over. It's on to baseball, golf, and track for the boys' teams. The Lady Irish warming up down to my right. The number 2 team out of the EWAC East wearing the road forest green uniforms. The Lady Jaguars of Tri-City Prep wearing the home whites and the dark blue to my left. This game is for seeding. No loser out tension here. The Irish girls try to give a game to the number 4 team in the state. Once beaten, Tri-City Prep's girls. We'll be talking girls basketball when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we